The announcement was made last week that the two organizations signed a letter of intent to, quote, advance efforts towards integration. Colin Hilton, the CEO of the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, says it makes sense for both organizations.
Over the last 3 months, we have looked at ways to consolidate our efforts. We are two legacy foundations doing similar work with similar missions, and this was an effort to look at ways that we could further be efficient and focus our messaging about ongoing Olympic legacy efforts.
Bill Stenquist is the chairman of the board for the Soldier Hollow Foundation. He says that this will be a merger of the two nonprofit groups.
We have similar goals, similar missions, and when we began our discussions, it was clear that we just have a lot of duplication of efforts. So one organization makes a lot more sense than two organizations doing the same thing.
Luke Bodensteiner, a board member of the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, says that the merger will take place over the next few months.
Between now and really January, where we'll take the steps that are necessary to create one organization and really consolidate the overall legacy here in Utah.
Following the 2002 Olympics, there was just one organization for the three Olympic venues, but due to funding issues, Soldier Hollow split from the group. Hilton says that they're now ready to bring the Wasatch County venue back under the Utah Legacy Foundation umbrella again.
It is really symbolic of the fact that our Olympic Legacy Foundation that's been running the park and the Oval now feel very comfortable that we can also take on a third venue and help Soldier Hollow advance its efforts.
Stenquist says they've been able to pay the bills at Soldier Hollow, but the challenge has been in maintaining the upkeep of the facilities and making the necessary repairs.
Because the infrastructure is now, it's what, 14 years since the games, and we're a concession on state park land, so we are required by the state to handle all the maintenance, and our infrastructure is aging. So yeah, the maintenance has proven to be a challenge.
The plan, he says, isn't to replicate another UOP with zip lines and alpine slides, but to figure out what the community wants and how to raise the money it needs to perform those long-term capital needs.
I'm not sure that we want to do that. Soldier Hollow is, different than the Utah Olympic Park. It's different than the Kearns Ice Oval. It has different activities, but I think that what Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation can do for us is give us some fresh ideas, help us bring the venue back up to what it was in 2002, and, look for ways to, maximize the opportunities that really make sense on, the public land there in Wasatch Mountain State Park.
Over the next several months, they'll be soliciting community engagement to help chart the future course for Soldier Hollow for year-round activities. Bodensteiner thinks the merger will be an essential piece of better positioning Utah for a future Olympic bid.
I think to be able to present one face both nationally and internationally with a big organization, with a big footprint, and a lot of people who enjoy the facilities in a number of different ways is going to be a great move for us going forward.
That's Luke Bodensteiner, Bill Stenquist, and Colin Hilton. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.